flesh, bones and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu chideva lokash chideva bhutani chidendriyani karta chidanta karanam chideva chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. Radiant, you are. Brilliant, you are. You are the immense supreme power. You are the great revolution of discipline. You are the blazing torch of flames. March forward on the path of self-progress. Keep moving forward, dispelling the darkness. You are the fierce offering of the great sacrificial fire. You are the great light like the sun. Your speech has power. Your face shines with intense radiance, immersed in the rhythm of penance. You are the hope of Baba. You are the life in every breath. You are the unmanifest invocation. You are the infinite sound of the murli, reverberating like a conch. You are a great warrior, as strong as a thunderbolt, like a mountain that no one can break. You are a revolutionary hero. You are a hero of action. Your glory in the world is beyond measure. Radiant are you. Brilliant are you. Ojasvitum. Tejasvitum. Spirituality is not evolution, but a revolution. It's not that the enlightenment will come in the course of time, but it will manifest like a thunderbolt. It will come like a lightning. It will come like the uninvited rains. It is hidden in ambush, like the thieves unawares, ready to ransack . The only thing is that the spirit should become ready. to receive that enlightenment and knowledge of the spiritual principles will come to you suddenly. It's not that I did not know and I was just trying something else. But on one side, there is preparation. On one side, there is full attention. No lackadaisical attitude. No lassitude. And the other side, the sudden enlightenment. An old doctor received a phone call from his assistant. And the assistant said, there is a patient in front of me and he has swallowed the billiard ball. The patient is in distress. What should I do? The old doctor went in a few seconds of silence and said, take a feather and tickle his abdomen. The assistant said, how will that work? The doctor said, just try. After 5 minutes, the old doctor received another call. The assistant said, oh, it worked wonder. The patient laughed and the billiard ball came out of his mouth and he's all right now. But I want to know, how did you know this method? Which book it is written? And the old doctor said, it's not written anywhere. I devised it on my own. It has been my principle that when nothing works, you should do something. When you don't know anything, just try something. When you have no knowledge, attempt something. But this principle may not apply in spiritual life. You need knowledge. Otherwise, without knowledge, you will get devastated. Life will just become error and trial. Lot of wastage of time. If you don't know things beforehand. And Murli is that ultimate source of knowledge. That radiant source of divine knowledge. That's why the study, the contemplation of each and every Murli leads to enlightenment. And the ultimate enlightenment will come unawares. But Murli prepares you for that. Otherwise, that sudden enlightenment you may not be able to tolerate. So today is the third day of this retreat. And we are here to revise the second Murli. 20th January 1981. You have done seva through speech. Baba is emphasizing on service through the mind. So there are two types of children. The first one are great donors, Mahadani. They serve through speech, less through the mind. They are great orators, good speakers. The second ones are the bestower of blessings, Vardhani. They bestow blessings. And these are the seven characteristics of these souls. Their main purpose is serving through the mind. They might be speaking less, but their mind speaks. This is the service through the mind, the mental service. The first thing they have is pure thoughts. And the most important pure thought is for oneself. To create pure thoughts. The world has lost the technique to generate pure thoughts. Where to bring pure thoughts from? The world is filled with impure thoughts. The world is filled with dirty and ugly thoughts. And that's those thoughts people keep on projecting upon others. They themselves have become dustbins. And they throw the dust on others. And they live in the world of darkness and illusion. Whatever they are thinking that is self-created, which has nothing to do with others. Their thoughts about others are just their own imposition. And the state is like that of a split personality. What is going on within and what they are speaking and writing and doing, there is no harmony. Suffering from spiritual schizophrenia. Total split. And they are unaware of it. To generate pure thoughts for oneself. Vardhani. Bestower of blessing. Only that person can become bestower of blessing who has plethora of pure thoughts. The whole armamentarium of pure thoughts. Where from you get pure thoughts? The one and the only one source is Murli. Keep reading. Keep churning, keep cogitating, keep contemplating. The more you mull over Murlis, the more the powers of the mind escalate. The second is power to control, Baba said. Those who want to become Vardhani, or bestower of blessing, they should have power to control. Controlling mind, controlling intellect, controlling sanskar, all three of them, not even one should be missed. The third is powerful brakes. Float in the ocean of pure thoughts, but you should have powerful brakes, powerful spiritual, powerful brake system. Spiritual brake system. Your brakes should be very powerful. What are the uses of brakes? The most important use of brake is? Stopping is not the most important use of brake. Not even divert. Not even speed breaker. It prevents accident is not the most important use of brakes. In a vehicle, there are brakes. It gives you confidence to ride fast. When you have brakes, you can go at full speed. If your brakes are failing, your brakes are faulty, can you ride fast? It gives you a rush, a gush. A spark. You must have seen youths going very fast on their hi-fi bikes. So imagine if somebody tells them in their ears that your brakes are not working, will they be able to do that? So you should have very powerful brakes with you. So throughout the day, whenever you want, keep on floating in the ocean of pure thoughts. And whenever, in 1 second, you should become silent. Enter the stage of silence. In 1 second, enter the stage of lighthouse and might house. Enter the stage of Siddhi Swarup. Enter and become a Shanti Kund, a vessel of peace. So powerful breaks. So most important use of breaks is, it helps you. It gives you confidence to ride fast at full speed. Because you know that I will apply brake and I will stop. But don't be a reckless driver, an overconfident driver, because you have powerful brakes. You should have practice of applying brakes. You should be constantly checking your brakes. Keep on putting oil, servicing. Otherwise, your brakes will rust. They will fail you at the 10th moment, at the 11th hour. The next is, sacrifice your points of weakness into this sacrificial fire. Vardhani Murt means those who offer all their weaknesses. You can create an imaginary sacrificial, imaginary process of burning all your weaknesses. See, a sacrificial fire is in front of you, a yajna. Write down all your weaknesses, or a weakness that is haunting you, a weakness that is harassing you, a weakness that has not gone away. You have tried everything, left no stone unturned, and yet, it arises, it is still mushrooming. Put that weakness into that sacrificial fire. Another is, Baba has talked about plowing in this Murli. When you speak, that is like you are plowing a field. You have seeds, you have water of coolness, and then you put seeds, and then here you become donor. You become donor while you speak, while you give speeches or you give Baba's message. That is like plowing the field. This is the plantation of seed. Then use the water of coolness. And then you become Vardhani, and then you become bestower of blessing. This is how you have to serve. This is spiritual plantation, spiritual tree plantation. So Baba is the great gardener, the spiritual gardener. Yesterday he was commander-in-chief of the spiritual army, where everyone saluted him. Today he is teaching us the art of gardening. Whatever professions that exist in this world, he is that. He is the spiritual gardener. He is teaching you how to plow the field with your pure thoughts, then how to put the seed, how to put water, and how to harvest the fruit. What all things you should take care of. What are the dangers? Everything. So this is a spiritual gardening he is teaching us. And sixth is, Baba said, Vardhani are those who are full of sampanna, with all the blessings. They are prosperous. They lack nothing. They have abundance. They play in abundance. It is a journey of riches. It is a journey of abundance. But what blessing Baba has given you? There is one blessing Baba has given you. Whatever you are, however you are mine. And he has no partiality, no favoritism. Nothing. Somebody is sick, somebody is healthy. Somebody is child, somebody is old person. Somebody is prosperous, somebody is pauper. Somebody is literate, somebody is unlettered. He doesn't make any distinction. He doesn't have any partiality. And there is no place for sycophancy. No flattering, no buttering business here. You cannot purchase him. You cannot bribe God. He is unbribable. So he doesn't make any distinction. But you have to keep the switch on, the switch of your consciousness, the switch of Smriti to Mera. You are mine. This is the switch. The moment you off this switch, you become Maya's. So long as switch is on, you are God's. Switch is off, you are Maya's. So whenever you apply the switch throughout the day, today's homework, remember, I am making on the switch of consciousness. Who's I am? Only who is God's can make others God's. And the last point is, those who are powerless souls, you turn them into powerful. They are paralyzed. You teach them walk. They have one leg of desire. Give them another leg of courage. Now they are understanding that there is no happiness in this world. Only and only spirituality is the light of the world. So these are the 7 points. So throughout the day, task number one, generate pure thoughts for others and see what is the result. Task number two, apply powerful breaks. So when you are extremely busy, when you are too much busy, surrounded by people, busy in your work, busy in your service, busy in your job, busy in your business, suddenly apply break, go down and touch that internal core, that innermost spark of silence. Be the lighthouse, be the might house. You are brilliant. You are radiant. Om Shanti.